I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today, and I'm super excited about today's show. One, because it's not my idea. Whenever it's not my idea, I feel like the show goes much better. You know, the combine's going on, and I think, man, 10 plus hours just working on draft profiles, adding to the book, doing research, adding in notes and topics. And then we had our Zoom hangout for our Patreon members yesterday, and my good friend Colin, he had this awesome idea, and he said, you know, John, why don't you do a mock draft where you go through the teams before the 49ers so that we know who's actually going to be there, quote unquote, when the 49ers pick 11. I thought this was a great idea. And so then I was like, well, should I do what I think the team should do, or should I do what I think the teams will do? And he's like, why not both? So we're going to participate in that today. And I'm really, really excited. I've been up working on notes and going through Titans, Browns, Giants, Patriots, like all the top 10 teams, looking over their rosters, looking over the history, their kind of threshold drafting, types of players and fits that they go through. So that's what we're going to do today. So we're going to do a 4-round mock draft, but it's going to be weird because it's not just Niners focused. So the whole goal is whenever you walk away from today's episode, you have a better grasp of NFL mock draft, whatever, team needs, you know, what's likely to happen, what's not likely to happen, all those different things. But also, probably most importantly, the goal is whenever you walk away from today, you get a realistic view of what the 49ers will have available at pick 11, 43, the third and fourth round. For not that other mock drafts are bad, and we've done other mock drafts, and I'll continue to do other mock drafts the other way, but I think that this will do a really good job, at least I hope that it does, of painting the portrait of the NFL landscape before the 49ers get control of their first round draft pick. And so I'm pretty excited about this. And now, is it going to be 100% accurate? No, it's not. But I do think that it's going to give a good picture. And I want to say thank you to all the hashtag CCs out there. You guys are the best. The Countdown Crew coming in strong. You guys are for real. Thank you. It's Friday. We're going early. I got a lot more draft work to do today. So it's a little bit of an earlier episode, but hopefully y'all don't mind. What's up, Big Papa? Monkey Boy. Appreciate you guys. James Pierce is ridiculous. I agree. Oh, look at this. Johnny Dale's Football Academy. And again, I say this all the time. Johnny Dale is where your 49ers podcasters go to learn more about football. If you have not checked into Johnny Dale, good friend, good man, good family dude, just great overall guy, teaches me nonstop. Great dude. Really, really appreciate you, Johnny. Right here, Oscar, he says someone's going to get Pierce top five. I wouldn't be shocked. Really would not be. He is elite, 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 elite. Right here, Johnny, just assign anyone with character concerns to the Eagles and Chiefs. And there you go. Ah, man, I hate those two teams so much, so much. Appreciate you, Josh. You are the freaking man. You are the man. Kenny says, you know, half the fans say trade the 11th. The other half says trade back. Make it make sense. This is a trade back draft. The problem is you always have to have two. Yeah, you can sit there and say trade back, trade back, trade. And maybe we'll do a trade today. If we can find something that's reasonable and available that makes sense for everybody involved, then sure. I don't think trading back is a bad thing. I don't think trading up's a bad thing either. But again, who are you trading up for? If you get Mason Graham, I still trade up despite him losing 26 pounds in a month. Yeah, that's fine. I'm still trading up. If you get Abdul Carter, I'm trading up. Kelvin Banks, maybe. I might trade up for Kelvin Banks. I think I'm probably the only one, and that's okay. But yeah, if you can trade back and make it make sense and get an extra third round, because you're going to see today, that third round, I'm freaking in love with it. And as my man Oscar references Kevin Garnett, everything is possible. I love it. Trade the 11th for a player. Man, I would put that at under 4% likely being happening. I'm not trading for Hendrickson. I'm not trading for Bosa, Max Crosby. Not that those aren't great players. The only person I would be willing to even entertain that conversation with is Myles Garrett. I don't know if the Browns, again, the Browns are the worst run franchise in the NFL. Worst ownership, worst general manager, terrible, worst quarterback. Browns suck for a reason. So acting like the Browns will do anything logical is a leap of faith on everybody's part. They're just absolutely horrible. What's up, Sean? Hey, Sin. Appreciate you guys. I love the 20 to 100 range of players. Really talent tight talent disparity, says Johnny Dells. I'm with you 100%. And the fact that, you know, you look at where the 49ers pick, and it's just like, oh, boy. Oh, baby. You've got the 75 and 99. Niners are in a pretty good spot this draft. I am very, very pleased with just kind of how everything is shaping out for the 49ers in this draft. I really, really am. Do I think that they're going to get this Hall of Famer or whatever else? No, that doesn't really happen. But they have drafted a Hall of Famer at 11 before. That was Patrick Willis. So why not? Why not us? That's what I want to say. Why not us? So let's set this up. And again, if you're just joining us, I want to say thank you. Really appreciate you guys. We're going to be trying to attempt to do a realistic mock draft to the best of our abilities. And the whole idea here is we're going to go through and we are going to control all of the 10 picks ahead of the 49ers. That is the idea of today's show, right? So we're using PFF, and every single mock draft simulator has their issues, but we're controlling it. We're doing four rounds. We're controlling 11 teams. Now, it's going to take a little while at the start, but once we get to the second, third, fourth round, I'm not going to be making the pick for every single team. I'm just going to go with kind of highest available and players that I don't think will fall to the third and fourth round. That's the idea. So here we go. We are entering into the draft, and we are starting this draft on the clock, number one overall, baby. The Tennessee Titans. I love this. I just love this. Shout out to Christian Gomez. He is the freaking legend. Appreciate all that you do for us. PB Systems, he created the 49ers Rush podcast. Really do appreciate you, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's look here. So the Tennessee Titans, yeah, they need a quarterback, but I would argue the difference between Will Levis and Cam Ward isn't gigantic. Now, they do currently have two good edge rushers in Harold Landry Jr. And Arden Key, 49ers own. But they're already talking about possibly trading Harold Landry, whatever else. I think the best player available in this draft, I don't care about the foot issue near as much. It does bring a little bit more doubt. So Travis Hunter's a little bit more possibility here. But neither one of Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, wherever they go, is going to affect the 49ers because they're both going to be gone. So I'm going Abdul Carter number one overall. I think that is the play. It matches premium position, premium talent, the number one player on the board. And I think that that is just kind of the way to go for the Titans. Now, the Browns, who I've talked about, and again, the whole idea is this is what I think the team should do. That is the driving kind of philosophy behind these picks, what I think these teams should do. So now you got the Browns. They're idiots. They're horrible. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Now, Travis Hunter would make sense, but, man, they have two stud corners in Ward and Newsom. They've got to get a quarterback. And, you know, they're stuck with Deshaun Watson for 2 years because of that stupid contract that they had handed out. But I'm going quarterback here, number two overall, Cam Ward to the Browns. And I just think it makes too much sense. I think the Browns would like to trade, but I don't think that's going to be available. Now, number three, the Giants. Good Lord. I do think one of the veteran quarterbacks land here, whether that is, I don't think Stafford's going there. I think Stafford's Rams or Raiders, but I doubt Rodgers. Maybe a Sam Darnold, even though he's already been there. Maybe, who knows? But I think that the Giants get a veteran quarterback in there to bring some experience. So I don't think that the Giants are going to pick a quarterback personally. I think they're going to pay for a quarterback. And so because of that, I think they get to go best player available and kind of save face a little bit and get kind of a crowd favorite. You know, lost Saquon. Everybody talked about that and all that stuff. I've got Travis Hunter going number three overall. I think that's a fit of where he probably should go. He's going top four, guaranteed. But I've got Travis Hunter because I think a veteran quarterback lands for the Giants. I really, really do.
They say money can't buy you happiness. That might be true, but money sure can make you feel a lot of other things. When did you decide to take care of your money and why? Me, as somebody that branched out, got away from the normal paying job and had to take care of my own business and started from the ground up. Money is stressful and it's been hard for me, but Acorns was a major part of the decision that made me be able to do the 49ers Rush podcast. Acorns is a financial wellness app that helps you take control of your money with simple tools that make it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. My favorite thing, you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, as little as $5. Even if all you have is spare change, you can get started. So if you're ready to take control of your money, sign up now and join the over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers. Again, acorns.com/49ers, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, let's see here. Now we're up to the Patriots. And the Patriots, they need everything. One of the worst rosters in sports, but they got Drake May. I'm a big Drake May fan. I think he is incredible. So with the Patriots picking at 4, they need everything, but you got to help Drake May, period. Period, period, period. Mason Graham's a possibility here, especially with, you know, the new head coach and all that stuff, defensive mind, all that. I don't care. I'm going offensive line or wide receiver here. Tet McMillan, I don't think teams are as sold on him as kind of everybody wants to assume. I do like him a lot, but that offensive line is terrible. And I think you want somebody that is a physical presence that can play tackle, but even if he falls into guard, the Patriots have such a long history of this type of player. I'm going Will Campbell. Number 4 overall, offensive linemen, quarterbacks, and edge rushers always get pushed up, period, period. So, Will Campbell, first tackles off the board at 4. Would that be Kelvin Banks? Maybe, but I think Will Campbell has more of the persona of their head coach and kind of what they're trying to accomplish. That's why I think that makes sense there. Now, number 5, Jacksonville Jaguars on the clock. Now, no more Trent Baalke, which means they're going to go opposite of what they're used to doing and draft a good football player instead of a good athlete. That's why I've got Mason Graham going number 5. I cannot find a scenario where Mason Graham gets out of the top 5. And one of my favorite things is, man, I would absolutely love to trade up for Mason Graham as a 49ers fan. But, and right here. Yeah, I've seen this, Nick, and I'm a big Ben Albright fan. He's reported that Titans and Giants are talking about trading spots. Yeah, if the Giants trade up and they get Cam Ward, sure. But I like the Giants, and I think like several other teams, I have Cam Ward as quarterback 1. Giant drop Shedeur Sanders number 2. Giant drop Jackson Dart number 3. And so we saw what happened with the Giants last year, right? They wanted one of the two quarterbacks, or they wanted a pass maker. Well, by the time they were on the board, all the quarterbacks were gone. They don't want that to happen again. They believe Cam Ward's that guy. Good for them. I would love that trade just because I like trades in general. I get excited. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know if you guys like me. Whatever trade happens, even if the 49ers aren't involved, my heart pumps a little bit faster. I'm just like, oh, here we go. Here we go. So now we're on the clock at pick 6. This is the Raiders. And again, everything we're doing
is to try to paint as accurate or a realistic picture as possible for what that number 11 pick is going to be for the 49ers, right? So far off the board, we've got Abdul Carter, Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Will Campbell, Mason Graham. Now we're at pick 6. Tom Brady's the owner. They hire the oldest coach in the NFL. Everybody's talking win now, win now, win now. I think that they do land a top quarterback, whether that's Stafford, whomever. They're getting an experienced veteran quarterback, period. I think worst case is Sam Darnold there. But they're getting a veteran quarterback. They are all in right now. And if you're going to pair that with their coaching, their new owner, getting a veteran quarterback, I think they want the player that can cause the biggest impact right now. And it kind of matches best player on the board. I don't like this pick, but the Raiders have never cared about positional value when it comes to drafting. They drafted two tight ends, back-to-back top 40 picks overall. I've got Ashton Jeanty, running back, going number 6, steps in automatically, win now scenario. I just think that it makes way too much sense. And I don't think that the Raiders are trading Crosby. I just do not understand that. And Crosby loves the Raiders. He loves that city. And if they're trying to win now, I just give us a year, man. We already signed you. Give us a year. We'll kick you some more guaranteed money. I don't think Crosby's going. Those player trades just are so difficult to manage. I don't think Crosby's leaving. Number 7, Jets. They need a quarterback. And, you know, they tried to do the vet route. They tried to do all that. Now, could they use defensive line? Yeah. Could they use the defensive back? Yeah. But I'm sorry. You've got to have a quarterback. You've got to have a quarterback. And that franchise is just a joke. That's why I'm scrolling all the way down. How far down is he? I think he's all the way down to the 40s. Shedeur Sanders going number 7 to the Jets. I think that's probably where he'll go. Now, for the 49ers' sake, if Shedeur Sanders does fall, which I think could happen in this draft, it's not a bad thing. Could he fall all the way to 11? It's possible. That could be a trade-up spot. I don't have him falling that far. But Shedeur Sanders going to the Jets at 7, they got to get somebody. Now we're to the Carolina Panthers. They need wide receivers and defensive backs. I don't care whether it was Jahdae Barron, Will Campbell, Tet McMillan, Luther Burden. They're going to kind of have their pick there. But I'm going Tet McMillan, wide receiver, number 8. You know, you had the little quarterback come on, kind of showed some stuff last year. Get him some weapons and find out. Get him some weapons and find out. And, you know, Bryce loves good. He's a good dude. But he can't see over the line. Get him the biggest wide receiver out there. Let him throw it up. Let's see what that is. So I've got Tet McMillan going number 8. Now, number 9, the Saints. They need a little bit of everything. I could see them going. This is kind of, now we're into Shamar Stewart territory. Like, I almost had him going here. But again, I think that it's a deeper class of edge rushers than I do offensive tackles. That's why I'm going offensive tackle here. Kelvin Banks Jr. for the Saints. They could try him at left tackle. They need a left guard as well. Like, he's going to help that team out. I think Kelvin Banks goes top 10. I think edge is deeper. That's why I went that. But I would not be shocked if the Saints went with one of those edge rushers. And now we got the Bears at 10. Bears at 10, they need D-line pretty bad. And this is where I'm going to have my edge rusher, the all-combine workout warrior, Shamar Stewart, go top 10. And now the 49ers are on the board. So the top 10, Abdul Carter, Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Will Campbell, Mason Graham, Ashton Jeanty, Shedeur Sanders, Tet McMillan, Kelvin Banks, Shamar Stewart. Now the 49ers are on the board, and we're going to spend a lot more time in this pick. We're doing 4 rounds, not the whole thing, and we're not going to focus on the other teams anymore outside of this. So when those top, the other 10 teams we're controlling in this mock, we're just going to go with kind of best player, highest rated player up there, so we can cycle through that. So now the 49ers are on the board, and do we have trades? We do, but let's talk on who's available.
Luther Burden, he has to be in the conversation. Debo's gone. He's the most Shanahan wide receiver in the draft. Jahdae Barron, 49ers have met with a lot of corners. A lot of corners. Will Johnson being amongst them. Top-tier corners. That is a for real possibility based on all the positions they're meeting with. They value corners. They haven't met with Tyler Warren, but they met with all the other tight ends. James Pierce. Man, James Pierce being right there. Whew, I'm telling you right now, he's probably already at the top of my list for 49ers. Mike Green, I don't think, is on the 49ers board off the field. Jihad Campbell has worked himself into this competition, into this conversation at number 11. Off the ball linebacker, great day yesterday. A little too rich for my blood. Will Johnson, Niners met with him. Nah, I'm not a Will Johnson guy. Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Niners met with him. Walter Nolan, defensive tackle, Niners met with him. Josh Simmons, no. Malachi Starks, no. Amike Egbuka, nobody's talking about him. I think he needs to be in the conversation. If you are seriously entertaining wide receiver at the number 11 pick, Amika is like one of the most can't-miss prospects. Plays all three wide receiver spots, perfect routes, just does everything, player IQ off the charts. And, man, you want a wide receiver, you can pick any school to come out of. It's LSU or it's OSU. I hate both those schools, but Amika's going to be a stud. He needs to be in the conversation. I'm not going wide receiver here. Derek Harmon, great day. Mikael Williams, yes. Armon Mimbu, yes. Matthew Golden, maybe. Omarion Hampton. This would piss me off, but the 49ers met with him. Talk today. Shout out to my man, Rohan. Omarion Hampton. 49ers are meeting with first-round possible running backs. That's insane to me. I just do not understand that, but Shanahan's going to Shanahan, and Omarion Hampton's going in the first round. I'm telling you that right now. That dude is a beast. He's probably a lot closer to Jinty than a lot of people want to assume. This dude is talent, talent, talent. Would I take him in the first round? No. Do I think he will go in the first round? Yes, I do. Jaylon Walker, Gray Zabel. Man, there's Nick Scorton. There are so many players. Colston Loveland. So we're sitting there at pick 11. This is the board we're presented with. You have to listen to offers. Everybody wants to trade down in this draft. You listen to any fan base, trade down, trade down, trade down, trade down. Well, let's see what's available. Let's see here. The Falcons at 15, these are the five teams that are interested in trading down according to this draft simulator. Falcons at 15, Chargers 22, Ravens 27, Bills 30, and then the Patriots all the way back at pick 38. The Falcons, if we look at trading pick 15, that is a 200-point discrepancy. The next Atlanta pick, ooh, I don't think that they have. They've got pick 46. No trade in the history of this millennia has involved a second-round pick when the 11 picks traded. So you're not getting their second-round pick. All they have is pick, like, this doesn't make any sense. The Falcons traded all their picks. That's why I'm going to say, look, if it doesn't make sense, we're not doing it. Drop it back to 15. The Falcons have no draft capital to trade up unless they wanted to give us next year's second. That doesn't make sense. That just doesn't make sense. Why would the Falcons do that? Falcons are not a trade partner. Chargers, okay, they're picking 22. That pick's worth 780. We're trading 1250. So you're talking about 400 points? Oof. Yeah, you're talking about their second rounder or a future first. I just think that's too rich. We're staying put. So essentially, I'm basically saying we got no offers that are realistic. I'm not doing that. And Nick, yeah, I personally would be fine with this. He says, offer 15 and 46 for 11 and 75. I'm just saying historically, that has never happened. I'm not against it. Historically, has never happened. And then, I love the third round. Obviously, I'd prefer second rounders to third rounders, but I'm just gonna say no. I want to get those extra picks, but I just don't see it in the cards. I'm sorry. Maybe a team wants to trade it for Jackson Dart. Maybe, but if it's not a realistic win-win, It's definitely not a win for the Falcons. Definitely not a win for the Chargers. We're not getting two firsts. I'm going to stay here and take the pick. If I'm looking at this, I'm telling you right now, my pick's going to be Edge, James Pierce Jr., who I just think is an absolute stud. The Niners met with him. They had a formal pick with him at the combine. He is an absolute perfect speed edge rusher. Hey, look at Robert Saleh, right? Whenever he's with the Niners, we traded for Dee Ford. Robert Saleh goes to the Jets. Who does he draft? Will McDonald. Lightning quick, undersized defensive end. Well, the good news is James Pierce isn't really undersized. 6'5", 243. Length, acceleration, production. Hit 23 miles per hour on a pick six versus Iowa. I'm just saying, man. And I think what the 49ers will do in this situation, I think they want an edge player. I'm going James Pierce Jr., pick 11. I like this pick probably a lot more than everybody else. Lee says it's going to be a wide receiver, a quarter. Yeah, he's basically a Brian Burns physical comp. He is. Looks like Brian Burns. And, yeah, well said. Well said. Right here, how good is Pierce versus the run? He's really good, man. Here's what I have in my my draft write-up. High IQ player that diagnoses blocks as fast as I have seen in this draft. He is so good. Always where he needs to be. Wish he had better been for a speed rusher. That's his knock. Can use his long arms to his advantage. Let's see here. Wins early. Counter rush move. Okay, decent first run, but pass rush is where he's going to, why he's going to go in the first round. And, man, you look at his grades. His grades were impressive. 84 against the run. 10.1 run stop rate. The kid could play, man. 13 tackle for losses. More than eight sacks. He's got production off the charts. I'm serious. And if you want to go watch the tape, go to the 40hoursrush.com. We got 7-day free trial. Go to NFL player break or go to player breakdowns. Click on the NFL draft. James Pierce, watch it. He's good versus the run. Oh, yeah, Nick, I do like Landon Jackson a lot. I think he pushed himself into the back end of the first round. If Shamar Stewart got pushed in the top 10, Landon Jackson did basically the same thing. He's going to be pushed into the first round. I really, 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 really like him. Sid says we do need an edge, really need edge. So I'm cool with Pierce. I'm all right with that. Nick, Pierce is great with RPO quarterbacks, not out. Yes, he is. He diagnoses the mesh point so well. He's really, really good at that. I do agree. So here we go. I'm just going to draft now players that I think are going to be going in the first round. Colson Lovin's going, different Landon Jackson's going. These are players that I don't think should be there with the Niners. Tyler Booker's going to be going in the first round. Siobhan Riel, maybe. Just scrolling. Irsay's going in the first round. He's too talented. We're trying to get to the Niners pick. Uzariah Thomas, I think he's gone. Let's see here. Keep scrolling. Donovan Jackson, I wish would stay. I love that dude. He is an absolute stud. Because this is kind of the problem with whenever you look at PFF is they are just so far off on a handful of players where it's just like, dude, there's no way in the world Harold Fannin Jr. is going, kind of back into the first, early second. No doubt about it. Josh Connerly's going. This is fun. Man, I'm having a really good time going through this and trying to create as real of a vision of what the draft could look like as possible. Nick Eman. Yeah, he's gone. Okay. So now the 49ers are back on the clock at pick 43. We got two trade offers. We got pick 68 and 69, man, that's falling back 25 picks. I don't know if I like that at all. But the Niners are on the board. Let's go through this. Let's figure out what we got. Here are the best available according to PFF. Demetrius Knight Jr., linebacker. Donovan Ezeraku. Again, remember, we got our edge rusher. I like Elik, the wide receiver, Stanford. He's good. TJ Sanders. Oh, Tyleek Williams. Xavier Watts. Princely, we already got our edge. Shamar Turner. Alfred Collins. Yeah, man, dang. Siobhan Reveal, Cam Scadaboo. No, second round's way too early for him. Carson, ooh, Swiss. Another great day. Linebacker, UCLA. If you don't sign Dre Greenlaw, Carson Swissinger is right here. I'm telling you right now, it's a real possibility in the second round. Oh, I would love that. Xavier Restrepo, God, he's fun. Darian Porter, Josh Farmer, Dylan Sampson, like him. Caleb Johnson, like him. Running backs, too early. Omar Norman Lott, defensive tackle. And so now you kind of, if you want to go defensive tackle, do you want the pass rusher or do you want the run stuffer? If you want the pass rusher, you go Omar Norman Lott. You want the run stuffer, you go Alfred Collins. I think both of them go in this category. If you're looking for, you know, a player that kind of offers a little bit of both, we could talk about TJ Sanders. You know, he's got the tackle for losses. He's got, so like, what do you want? Do you want the perfect run stuffer? You go Alfred Collins. Do you want the perfect pass rusher? You go Omar Norman Lott. Do you want the do-it-all defensive tackle? You go TJ Sanders. You get to kind of pick your poison whenever you're talking about, you know, defensive tackle. This is the deepest defensive tackle draft I've ever seen. Like, what do you want to do there? Run stuffer, pass rusher, a little bit of both. You want elite in either side? Remember, the 49ers gave up the most rushing touchdowns allowed in franchise history last year. Isn't that crazy? Ah, Nick Sorensen. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Jaden Higgins, wide receiver. Travion Henderson, man. That dude is a fast. He's so fast. If you want to go offensive tackle, I think Ozzie Trapillo makes sense. Chris Paul Jr., Niners met with him. Jordan Phillips, Elijah Roberts. Well, we already got our edge. Jordan Phillips makes sense. Wyatt Millett, guard. I don't. Jalen Royals, for real possibility here. Now, PFF always does crazy things, so I'm going to scroll down a little bit more. Keep looking at the best available because sometimes they hide these guys. Tight end, Texas, Gunnar Helm. He's going in the second round. Whether that's us or another team, he just does everything. He's one of the few tight ends in this draft that is an elite inline blocker and move piece and run good routes and great hands. Like, Gunnar Helm is too clean. Too clean. Savion Williams, yeah, that's Kyle Shanahan. Maxwell Hairston, cornerback. Niners met with him. He's got some injury history. Jeffrey Bosa, like him. Elijah Rojo. Oh, do you want the tight end that just runs the best routes ever? Let's see here. Isaiah Bond, no. Mason Taylor, yes. Trey Harris, yes. D'Juan Walker, yes. There's a lot of guys here. Makuba's there. A little early for him. Yeah, man, this draft, I freaking love this draft, guys. I really, really do. Now, let's go back and look at the trades. Is it worth falling back 43 to 68 or 43 to 69? Nice. That's just too far of a drop. The 43 pick is worth 470 on the trade chart. If you fall all the way back to 68, that's a third round. Man, that's 220-point difference. But, ooh, okay. Okay, Raiders are in win now mode. Here's the thing. Let me tell you something. The Raiders have pick 68, which is a third round pick. They also have 73, which is a third round pick. You add up these point values, 250 for a pick 67. And then you've got 225 for pick 73. Man, it is almost an identical 470 to get to pick 43. I love this trade. I don't think that there is a, again, we're going back. If I'm staying here with the 49ers, this is like one of the rare simulator finds a win-win. If the Las Vegas are in win now mode and they got to go get their wide receiver that they love or whoever, I don't really care. Like, this makes sense for them to do that. And it makes sense for the 49ers to do it. Because if I'm sitting here at 43, I want to take one of the defensive tackles. That's what I want. I'd probably go Alfred Collins because I think it's the biggest need. We need to stop the run. I would not be upset if it was TJ Sanders, and I would not be upset if it was our pass rusher, Omar Norman Lott. If we don't sign a linebacker, I'd be fine with Carson Swish out of UCLA. But I'm telling you right now, like, this makes perfect sense. So I'm going to offer this trade. Pick 43. We're dropping far. We're dropping out of the second round. But I don't give a damn. What did I say before this draft? This third round is my favorite third round I've ever had. Ever. Right here, Kenny. I feel like the Niners aren't going to add more picks. Already projected to have 10. John Lynch has said, we got 10 picks and we need them. We'd like to have more. I think they need them. The 49ers roster has gotten top heavy, right? The Trey Lance trade, that hurt. Paying all these players on their second and third contracts. You don't have depth anymore. The Niners don't have depth. You need literally a safety, a corner. You need a linebacker, probably need two. Need a defensive tackle, probably need two. Need an edge. You need an offensive tackle. You need a center. You need a wide receiver. Probably need two. You need a tight end. Probably need two. You need a running back. The only thing you don't really need is a quarterback. And actually, guess what? You do, because you only have two quarterbacks on the roster. You need every damn position. Kenny, I think you might be right, but I'm sitting here right now. Dude, yeah. Do the trade, see who falls. I love this. I absolutely love this trade. So we're going to trade 43 to the Raiders. We're dropping out of the second round. We're going to go to the strength. We're going to get pick 68. And this is going to be the best. I'm telling you right now, when we're finished with this, this is going to be the best mock draft. We're going to walk away with a hole. Now, who are they trade up for? Let's say they trade up for Princely Umon Mielen, whatever. So again, we're just kind of picking players for the other 10 teams that we are controlling that I do not think will be there whenever we pick again, okay? So now the 49ers are back on the clock. So we have pick 68, 73, 75, 99. I ain't trading no more. We're in the sweet spot of the draft. I freaking love this. I am so excited just about what the Niners' potential is and everything that they could do with all these third rounds. I'm so pumped right now. Now, if you are going to bet the NFL draft before we get to the rest of these picks in the third and fourth round, you know what you got to do. Go to mybookie.ag. The NFL season may be done, but betting with MyBookie, which has been going on for 10 years now, is still in full swing. You want to bet the NFL draft? You think you know who's going to go first overall? Is it going to be Abdul Carter, the star pass rusher? Or is it going to be a quarterback, Cameron Ward, Shedeur Sanders? Head over there, and you can make that prediction now. Those bets are already up. Your big basketball guy, who's going to make the playoffs after the trade deadline? A lot of big trades took place. Head over there. Who's going to make the playoffs? You can bet individual games, parlay, whatever it is you want to do. Head to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ers or scan this QR code to my right. And you will get 50% deposit bonus on your very first deposit. And they have everything, whether you want to do casino bets, live casinos, lotto, racing, you name it. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, we are back. And if you're just joining us, we have been, it's been fun. We got James Pierce in the first round, stayed put. But then we traded back in the second, got two third rounders to bounce out. And it was a perfect point for point match on the Jimmy Johnson trade chart. So realistic, yes. Are the 49ers willing to drop out at second? I don't know. I don't know about that. But let's see if it's worth it. Let's see if it's worth it. That's what these mock drafts are about. So now the 49ers are on the clock, and we've got picks galore. We have three picks in the next, eight. We have three of the next eight picks. So we're going to spend some time here. I'm excited. All right, Dylan Sampson, love him. Caleb Johnson, one of the best, perfect zone. I think he's one of the best zone runners of this draft at the running back position. Shanahan is interested in the running back position. Kyle Kinnard, we already got an edge. Josiah No. Ozzie Trapilo, good. Quinshon Judkins, oh my God. Chris Paul Jr. Jordan Phillips. Yeah, man, this is good. Jalen Royals. I'm telling you right now, we're going Jalen Royals. And so my idea is this. We got to give Shanahan one of his Shanahan picks. Jalen Royals is the most Kyle Shanahan wide receiver. Absolute perfect fit. Smooth body control instincts. Now, he's got 1,400 snaps, but he just runs routes like the game's easy for him. knows where the ball is. Like, he is always finding space. The explosiveness is there. Killer versus zone. Like, he is the most, like, if you could find a Debo-esque guy, he's not Debo. He's a little more Jaden Reed, but he fulfills that role. I really, really like him. We're going wide receiver, Jalen Royals. Oh, at pick 68 there. Kyle Shanahan's appeased. He is happy. He is happy. Here we go. We're just picking a couple players till we get back on the clock. I'm trying to look at, like, yeah, Gunnar Helm ain't going to make it to the third. Trying to get rid of these guys that I don't think are going to be there. Maxwell Huston. Oh, we're back on the clock. Here we go. Almost booked the Niners pick. So now we've got our edge, and we've got our wide receiver. We have to get a defensive tackle. We have to get a defensive tackle. Man, just loaded. Just loaded. Jordan Phillips, absolutely awesome. You're talking about somebody that's got 2 years of production, but no sacks. That's not what he is. I'm not as high on him as PFF is. I like other guys. Aeneas Peebles, again, what do you want in your defensive tackle class? What do you want? Do you want run stuffers? Do you want pass rushers? D1 Walker, run stuffer. Aeneas Peebles, yeah, he is their pass rusher. And then you got my man, Jamari Caldwell, 6'2", 342. Yeah, again, another one of those kind of plugger guys. But man, JJ, I think it's a little too early. I like Peebles. I want the pass rusher. I think he's a better player. And again, he's very similar to who we had in the last round as a pass rusher, Omar Norman Lott. It's like if you like Omar Norman Lott, you're going to love Aeneas Peebles. That 6 foot, 289 slasher, experience, production, first step quickness, one of the best pass rushers in this draft. I'm not as high on JJ as everybody else is, JJ Pegues, and I don't like him in the third round. I think he's a fourth round guy. We're getting a defensive tackle here, and it's down to two guys to me. It's D1 Walker, who I like, but I feel like he plays the plugger. We need the three technique. The 49ers need the three. You have Malik Collins. You have Evan Anderson. They're your bigger style defensive tackles. You don't have the three tech slasher. That's what Aeneas Peebles is. So I'm going defensive tackle here, and Aeneas Peebles, I'm so pumped about how this draft is going. I'm so excited. And we still got another third rounder. We got 75 and we got 99. So now we're going to kind of best overall. Gosh, linebackers there. Chris Paul Jr. screams 49ers. Screams 49ers. I like David Walker, David, but I think he's more of a fourth round guy. I have a later grade on him. So Wyatt Mullum, I doubt we're taking another guard. If he could play center, I'd be cool with it. Are there some tackles that are available? The Niners haven't met with any of them. Maxwell Hairston's still there. How is that possible? He's one of those guys. The formal meeting with the combine, 5'11", 179. Shoulder injury, that was a concern. Doesn't have a lot of experience. But, man, people are talking about Maxwell Hairston going in the first round. Tight ends, gosh. These tight ends are so freaking good. Anthony Belton's there. You see what I'm saying? You get in the third round, and it's just stud after stud. Trey Harris. Oh, my gosh. Makuba. Kobe Bryant. This draft, I just want to trade. Jacob Parrish. This draft, there's just so many studs at this spot. Jaden Blue. He's going to run a 4-2 today. Jackson Dart's still there. That ain't going to happen. Man, I freaking love this draft. I really, really do. There's 100 ways you could go. What do we got so far? We got our edge. We got our defensive tackle. We got our wide receiver. Cornerback is definitely the need. The Niners have met with more cornerbacks than any other position. So I think if we're going to do justice to the 49ers, I think Maxwell Hairston, I mean, they've officially met with him, and he's going to be a second-round target. Maybe he falls because of the injury. I want the safety. Man, I want the safety. I want the safety or Anthony Belton. That's what I want. Makuba's so good. I'm doing it. We don't have a Longhorn player yet, right? Okay, I'm good. I'm safe. Nobody's going to call me a homer. We're going to Andrew Makuba, safety, Texas. Absolute, just freaking great dude. Man, I'm so happy about this pick. Gosh, I love this draft. I really, really do. We're just going through, kind of picking players, getting down to the 49ers at pick 99. We're only going through four rounds. But again, you look at our draft, James Pierce Jr., Jalen Royals, Aeneas Peebles, Andrew Makuba. Freaking good Lord. Now, corner and any offensive lineman or linebacker, that's kind of what you have to go here. Charles Grant's there. No way Mason Taylor's there at this point. That dude could go to the back of the first. Kobe Bryant, RJ Harvey, 49ers met with him. Melo Dotson. I really like Melo Dotson. Center. Jared Wilson's there. Gosh, man. JJ's still there. This is where he should go. Noel Williams. Jaden Blue. Shanahan will take Jaden Blue with this comp pick. This is the comp pick that he always takes the running back or whatever else. Is Parrish still there? I haven't seen Parrish. I don't think he's there anymore. Somebody got him. No, he is there. Ooh. Yeah. I think that's the call. The most 49ers cornerback that exists. I'm going Jacob Parrish, cornerback, Kansas State. Just physical, physical, physical. Absolute stud. He's so freaking good. Fits exactly what the 49ers kind of want in a corner. No doubt about it. We're just going through and I'm picking, trying to get to the 49ers pick again. This is the problem when you control so many teams. I'm just going top on the board here. 49ers back on the clock at pick 12. Again, always looking back. We got James Pierce, edge. Jalen Royals, wide receiver. Aeneas Peebles, defensive tackle. Makuba, safety. Jacob Parrish. Look at that, man. Woo! Damn, that's good. So we got three fourth rounders, and that's going to call it for this draft. 49ers back on the clock. We got our corner. We got our safety. We got our two D linemen. We have no offensive linemen. Yeah, Jared Wilson sitting there staring at us. Highly athletic. Great tight end upside. I'm going Jared Wilson center. I cannot walk out of a draft without a center. As long as he who shall not be mentioned is still starting for the 49ers. Dude, I love this mock draft. I knew whenever I did this, I was going to like it. All right, here we go. Our last two picks in the fourth round. We don't have a tight end yet. That's a major problem. And we don't have a running back yet, which for Kyle Shanahan, that is a problem. It's saying we need a linebacker. Damian Martinez is there. Quinn Ewers, no. Mitchell Evans, all right. Benjamin Eurosek. Yeah, go from Juszczyk to Eurosek. I like that. Somebody tweeted that out. I don't know who it was, but it was good. Khalil Bolitz, that's a Kyle Shanahan-type running back. Pat Bryant, gosh, we already got one wide receiver. I'm not drafting two. We got to get a tight end. Okay, we're going tight end here. Let's filter it by the tight ends. Let's look at Mitchell Evans. Again, 6'5", 260, huge. He's played three seasons, you know, a lot of snaps. Receiving grade's decent. Contested catch rate, which means he's not going to run great routes. Not the best blocker. Eurosek, golly, he's so freaking good, man. Run block grade's a little bit better. Again, three seasons. Big dude, 6'4", not near as big as Evans. You got Jake Brennenstuhl, 6'6", 240. Run block grade's way too low, which brings us to our man, Jackson Hawes, 74.7 run blocking grade, three-year starter, 6'5", 260. It's done. Jackson Hawes, tight end. We went to Georgia, and we got their tight end. Charlie Warner. Now we go to Georgia Tech and get their tight end. It just makes sense. Now the 49ers back on the clock with our last pick. What is our position we haven't touched? We got corner. We got tight end. We got a center. We don't have a linebacker. We got to go linebacker. Got to go linebacker. Even if you sign Dre Greenlaw, you have to go linebacker. Danny Stutzman. This dude, he's a fun player, man. I hate OU, but 6'4", 241. He started for 3 years. Coverage grade's rough. That's kind of the issue. Run defense, off the charts. The run defense or the coverage grade is rough. There's no doubt about that. But if you want to run stuffer, he's kind of your guy. Cody Simon, way better coverage grade. Good run grade, 6'2", 235. He fits a lot more of kind of that Dre Greenlaw plus run grade, plus pass grade, and the size. I'm going Cody Simon here, Ohio State. Whew. That was fun. That was fun. We can't we can't look at our stuff because we controlled 11 teams. That's what we do here. We go insane and we do way too much, but that's okay. I freaking love this draft for the 49ers. You got James Pierce Jr. Then you kind of, you know, traded down and you got all those extra picks. I am freaking really excited. I would love this. Now, we didn't get an offensive tackle, but guess what? 49ers ain't meeting with offensive tackles. They're not. Now, maybe that changes in the next 2 days, and I consider offensive tackle to be a gigantic need. Whew. Man. I love this draft. That was fun. That was a fun, just kind of trade back in the second, realistic mock. James, it probably the number one thing to take away from this, one, the third round's elite. Be in the third round, you're going to be happy. But what the 49ers do at 11, you're talking about choosing between James Pierce Jr., Luther Burden, Kenneth Grant, Jahdae Barron, one of the tight ends, if you want to go tight end there, Walter Nolan, Mikael Williams, Will Johnson, Derek Harmon, Armon Mimbu, Nick Scorton. If you could trade back, I would love it. But, man, the trade back in the second. Get those third rounders. Ah, this was fun. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. The whole idea was to give you a little bit of a realistic look at pick 11. Ugh. Yeah, we'll see there. We'll see there. But this has been fun. You guys are awesome. I'm going to go back to – I got the combine recorded from yesterday, so I didn't get through all of that. And we're just going to keep adding to notes and get everything ready for a 49ers Rush draft book, which will be out. First week of April, I'm saying it now, first week of April is going to be out. Maybe we get out earlier, but it's going to have everything that you need to know. You guys are the absolute best, and until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.